वासुदेवाय। दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट नंबर 27। यता वैरानु बंधेन मर्तस्य तन्मय तन इयात न तथा भक्ति योगेन इति मे निश्चित मति। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। नारद मुनि कंटिन्यूड, बाय डिवोशनल सर्विस वन कैनॉट अचीव सच इंटेंस एब्जॉर्प्शन इन थॉट ऑफ सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड एज वन कैन थ्रू एनिमिटी टुवर्ड्स हिम। दैट इज माई ओपिनियन। परपट श्रीमान नारद मुनि, द टॉप मोस्ट प्योर डिवोटी, प्रेजेस कृष्णाज एनिमीज लाइक शिशुपाल बिकॉज देयर माइंड्स आर ऑलवेज कंप्लीटली एब्सॉर्ब्ड इन कृष्णा। इनडीड ही थिंक्स हिमसेल्फ डेफिशिएंट इन द इंस्पिरेशन ऑफ बीइंग फीलिंगली एब्सॉर्ब्ड इन कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस। दिस डज नॉट मीन हाउएवर दैट द एनिमीज ऑफ कृष्णा आर मोर एलिवेटेड देन कृष्णाज प्योर डिवोटी। इन द चैतन्य चरितामृत आधिलीला 5.205 कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी ऑल्सो थिंक्स ऑफ हिमसेल्फ इन सच अ हम्बल वे। जगाई मदाई है ते मुनि से पापिष्ट पुरी से रकीट है त मुनि से लागिष्ट। आई एम अ वर्स सिनर देन जगाई एंड मदाई एंड एम इवन लोअर देन द वर्म्स इन द स्टूल। A pure devotee always thinks himself more deficient than everyone else. If a devotee approaches Srimati Radharani to offer some service to Krishna, even Srimati Radharani thinks that the devotee is greater than she. Thus, Narad Muni says that according to his opinion, the enemies of Krishna are better situated because they are fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna in terms of killing him. Just as a very lusty man always thinks of woman in their association. The essential point in this connection is that one should be fully absorbed in thought of Krishna 24 hours a day. There are many devotees in Raga Marga, which is exhibited in Vrindavan. Whether in Dasyaras, Sakhyaras, Vatsalyaras or Madhuryaras, all the devotees of Krishna are always overwhelmed by thoughts of Krishna. When Krishna is away from Vrindavan tending the cows in the forest, the gopis in the Madhurya Ras are always absorbed in thought of how Krishna walks in the forest. The soles of his feet are so soft that the gopis would not dare keep his lotus feet on their soft breast. Indeed, they consider their breasts a very hard place for the lotus feet of Krishna. Yet those lotus feet wander in the forest, which is full of thorny plants. The gopis are absorbed in such thoughts at home, although Krishna is away from them. Similarly, when Krishna plays with young friends, Mother Yashoda is very much disturbed by thoughts that Krishna, because of always playing and not taking his food properly, must be getting weak. These are examples of the exalted ecstasy felt in Krishna's service as manifested in Vrindavan. This service is indirectly praised by Narad Muni in this verse, especially for the conditioned soul. Narad Muni recommends that one somehow other be absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. For that will save one from all the dangers of material existence. Full absorption in thought of Krishna is the highest platform of bhakti yoga. I seek blessings of all the Vaishnavas present here. before I speak a few words on glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Today is the auspicious day of Govardhan Puja. So, we'd like to also be absorbed in this pastime. Today the verse speaks about absorption. So here we find the translation. When we read the translation, it seems to be like the words of Narad Muni are contradictory. Narad Muni here is glorifying the enemies of Lord Krishna. Shishupal, Dantavakra, Kamsa is saying that they are so glorious. And here in the purport, when we read, we understand that how and why these enemies of Krishna are glorious. He is not actually glorifying them, but he is glorifying that quality or that attitude. Their absorption in Krishna. What kind of absorption? Herein, the last line of the purport gives the essence, says that full absorption in thought of Krishna is the highest platform of bhakti yoga. So this is what we should all aspire for. Absorption. I also don't have that. So, very wonderfully it is explained in the purport. The purport is self-explanatory. As soon as we read the purport, we understand. That's why we need a guru in our life, or acharya like Prabhupada, who can explain to us that what are the statements of this acharya? What are the great sages telling us through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam? Otherwise, we would take something else. Just like there was some days back, they were glorifying some personalities like this, that the serial which was glorifying Ravana, like Shakti Dekhi, Bhakti Nahi Dekhi, like that. They were, so somebody who doesn't get an explanation or proper guidance might worship or glorify such enemies of Lord Krishna. But when we have a guru or a teacher or a guide who guides us, what is what? What are the great sages telling us? Then the explanation becomes clear. So we see in the Shastras, it is said that Smartavya Satatam Vishnu Vismartavya No Jato Chit, that always remember Krishna and never forget Him. Rupa Goswami says this, that always try to remember Krishna but never forget Him. This is the essence in all our activities, in our day-to-day affairs. We should somehow or other try to remember. That's what in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, that at the time of death, if somebody remembers Lord Krishna, then it is guaranteed that he will reach back home, back to Godhead. Antakale cha mam eva smaran muktva kalevaram ya prayati mad bhavam ati nasti atra samsaya. At the end of life, one if simply remembers Lord Krishna, then he will go back home, back to Godhead. So in this way, in all our activities, whatever activities we are doing, we should try to remember Krishna. So that at the end of our life, we remember Krishna. So here in this purport, very nice examples are given of Shishupal, Kamsa, that what kind of absorption they had. When Kamsa had heard the Akashwani that the eighth son is going to kill Kamsa, he has fully absorbed in the thought of Krishna, that how I should kill this baby Krishna. And he made various plans, sent various demons to kill all the small babies in Vrindavan. However, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna has his own plans. So we see how Krishna entered Mathura, and then although Kamsa had put different obstacles to defeat or kill Krishna, but Krishna could cross all those obstacles and come right in front of Kamsa and defeat or kill Kamsa. But we see that Kamsa was so absorbed that 24 hours he was thinking of Krishna, how to kill this Krishna. He would go in front of mirror, and he was so fearful, he would not see his face. He would think that Krishna is there. He was about to drink water or some liquid. He would feel that Krishna is there inside. In this way, he would see Krishna everywhere. That was his absorption, or he was fully focused, remembering Krishna. Also in the purport, the devotees are glorified. The highest devotee, the gopis, are glorified here. How they were thinking about Krishna in separation. When Krishna was not there in front of them, when Krishna would go to tend the cows in the forest, they would feel that how Krishna is walking barefoot, and his soft lotus feet are touching the ground, which are covered with so many thorny leaves, or thorns are there in the forest, so it might prick the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So in this way, they were remembering Lord Krishna. They were absorbed in the thought of Lord Krishna. And another example of Yashodamai is given. Like Yashodamai would think that Krishna is playing whole day with his friends, and he's not taking food properly. What will happen? He will become sick if he doesn't take food properly. So in this way, Yashodamai is thinking about Lord Krishna constantly. So this is what the acharyas are telling, that we have to be absorbed in such a way, we have to develop such absorption for Lord Krishna. So one girl, she heard that her lover has come in the neighborhood. He had gone abroad, and after months he had come. So this girl left her house, started running in search of her beloved, and she started running, started shouting for her beloved. And while running, she bumped with a sadhu who was doing prayers. And then she went ahead. This sadhu was very disturbed. So the sadhu got up, and he saw that this girl is just running here and there. And then he stopped her and he asked her, "Don't you know what you are doing? I was offering my prayers, and when I was offering my prayers, you bumped in me." So she said, "I'm very sorry, but you know, I'm so much absorbed in the thought of my beloved that I didn't see that you are sitting here and offering prayers." So the sadhu realized that although he is offering his prayers, but he is not so absorbed in the thought of his worshipable Lord. He is just disturbed by the girls bumping in. So we see that similar kind of absorption even a beloved a lover has for his beloved. Another time, one person had gone to one hotel. So in the first meeting, this manager asked this person that, what do you like, which kind of drink or what type of food items you like? So this person said that I like carrot juice very much. So as soon as this person took the key of his room and went to put his luggage into the room, he opened the door and he found a glass of carrot juice was there before him. So he was very happy that there is this favorite drink of mine is there for my pleasure. And so this man, whenever he would go for lunch or breakfast, he would get that carrot juice. He opened the fridge in his room and he found the carrot juice. He said, wow, it's so fantastic. They take so nice care. So this man would regularly go to the same hotel every year. And as soon as he would open the door, he would get the carrot juice. He would open the fridge and he would get the carrot juice. So this is the kind of absorption this manager had in the service to please his customer, so that a customer comes again and again, again and again to the same hotel. So that kind of absorption in the service this person had. Similarly, we should develop this absorption in whatever service we are performing for Lord Krishna. Whether we are managing the sound system, whether we are singing in the Guru Puja, whether we are making garlands for the Lord, whether we are sitting for the Bhagavatam class, we should have that absorption, that eagerness, eagerness for that service, to perform the best, to do our best. And by such absorption, we will be successful in our devotional service. Similarly, we'll try to absorb today in some glorious pastimes of Giriraj Govardhan. Today happens to be the auspicious Govardhan Puja, which we'll be celebrating soon at 12:30 p.m. before our Sunday feast. And more glories will be heard about Govardhan during the Sunday feast. So, for my purification and to glorify their Lordship Shishi Giriraj Govardhan, we would like to speak something on Govardhan Lila. So we have this wonderful painting of Govardhan Lila there back near Garudji, which is painted by our Brahmachari Srila Haridas Thakur Prabhu. Very nice painting, how Lord Krishna is lifting the Govardhan Parvat, glorifying the pastime of Govardhan Lila. So the pastimes of Lord are very joyful and instructive. And Lord Krishna personally comes to teach us through his pastimes. We see that Supreme Personality of Lord, we see Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani are performing different divine pastimes for our purification. And for the sake of supreme love, so this divine couple comes in one form in the beginning of Kali Yuga, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is devotee himself, who has taken the form of devotee himself, he teaches us how to perform devotional service. And he comes to fulfill his own personal desire. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us that we are the servants of the servants of the servants. We don't have any designation or upadhi. Sarva upadhi vinir muktam. We are servants of the servants. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself would say that naham vaishyo na shudro, naham varnin na chigraha prati, gopir bhartur padakamailor das 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 das. I am not a brahmachari, vanaprastha, grihastha or sannyasi. I am not a brahmana, vaishya or kshatriya or a sannyasi, but I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis, the highest devotee of Lord Krishna. So here we see that even Lord Krishna in the form of Govardhan has taken this position or form as the servant of the servant. He is known as the Haridas Varya, the greatest devotee, the greatest of all the servants of Lord Hari. Haridas Varya means the greatest of all the servants of Lord Hari. So it is said in the Varaha Puran that anybody who worships Giriraj Govardhan or sincerely performs parikrama of Giriraj Govardhan becomes free from the repeated cycle of birth and death, and he attains the abode of Lord Hari. So that is the benediction which is given in the beginning of the pastime, so that we hear with full attention and eagerness. It is said that 5,000 years of austerities in the abode of Lord Shiva is attained in single movement on Govardhan Hill. Simply visiting Giriraj Govardhan, one attains piety 1 lakh times greater than the worship of Brahmanas or giving in charity 10 millions of cows with golden horns. By going on pilgrimage to Govardhan Hill, one can attain piety 10 million times greater than that attained by visiting any other holy place or tirtha. The result of performing 10 million yagyas is attained by bathing just one time in one of the kunds of Giriraj Govardhan. Such are the benedictions. Just by worshipping Giriraj Govardhan, we can attain such benedictions. So here is the wonderful pastime or the lila of appearance of Giriraj Govardhan. Lord Brahma requested Lord Krishna that you should appear in the material world, on the planet Earth. And Lord Krishna accepted this. And Lord Krishna decided appear on this planet Earth. So Lord takes different avatars, the Purusha avatar, the Guna avatar, the Manvantara avatar, Leela avatars, and also it is said that only once in the day of Brahma Lord Krishna incarnates or takes birth on this planet Earth to perform his pastimes or Leelas to bring back the conditioned souls. We see in भगवद गीता लॉर्ड सेज प्रोक्लेम्स दैट यदा यदा ही धर्मस्य ज्ञानिर्भवति भारत अभ्युत्ता नाम धर्मस्य तदात्मनम श्री जन्म्यहम् दैट आई डिसेंड इन एवरी युगा आई कम एवरी युगा आई टेक बर्थ एवरी युगा सत्ययुगा त्रेतायुगा द्वापरयुगा कलियुगा एंड लॉर्ड टेक्स डिफरेंट फॉर्म्स एंड व्हाट इज द पर्पस परित्राणाय साधूनां विनाशाय च दुष्कृताम् धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय संभवामि युगे युगे टू किल द मिस्क्रीनेंट्स टू किल द डिमन्स एंड टू प्रोटेक्ट हिज डिवोटीज टू एस्टैब्लिश द धर्म लॉर्ड कृष्णा हिमसेल्फ कम्स एवरी युगा सो लॉर्ड कृष्णा डिसाइडेड टू डिसेंड और अपियर ऑन दिस होली in the holy abode of Vrindavan. So when Lord Krishna comes, he doesn't come alone. He comes along with his paraphernalia. Just like it is said that before there is a stage performance or a drama, the artist comes, before the main actors come, the light man they come, the makeup team they come and they set everything and finally the main actor comes. Similarly, before Lord Krishna comes, his own abode, Lord Krishna sends it here and then Lord Krishna along with Srimati Radharani, they descend. So when Lord Krishna was about to come to this world, material world, he revealed his plan to Srimati Radharani that I am going to this material planet Earth. Would you like to come along with me? So Srimati Radharani said, definitely, wherever you go, my Lord, I definitely would like to come along with you. But I will feel intense separation. I will not feel that happiness going there along with you. Without the divine abode, Golok Vrindavan, Yamuna Devi, and Giriraj Govardhan. So Lord Krishna said, don't worry, they have already descended, I have already sent them. Golok Vrindavan, this Bhoma Vrindavan is part of or non-different than Golok Vrindavan. Gokula, actually, it is descended from the spiritual world. Similarly, Yamuna Devi and Giriraj Govardhan, he also descends on the order of Lord Krishna. So, Giriraj Govardhan appears as the son of Dronachal. In the ranges of Himalayas where all the great mountains were located. And Giriraj was the tallest or the biggest mountain. Giriraj, that is the king of all the mountains. And even all other mountains, the personification of all other mountains, would worship Giriraj Govardhan with flowers and different prayers. So one time, one sage, Pulasya Muni, by his mystic potency, he was flying in the sky. And when he was traveling, he saw this great mountain. Very wonderful mountain with beautiful trees, with fruits and lakes. So he got so much attracted to this mountain. So he landed there and did some research and could understand that Giriraj is the son of Dronachal. So he came in front of personified Dronachal and requested him that he said that I am Pulasya Muni and I am having ashram in Varanasi. And I have seen this Giriraj Govardhan And I would like to have this Giriraj Govardhan. I would like to take this mountain, Giriraj Govardhan, to Varanasi. So, Drunachal was very disappointed actually. But he could not refuse such a great sage. And he started weeping, crying. But he agreed to the proposal. So when Giriraj Govardhan heard this, he made a proposal with Pulasya Muni. He said that yes, you can definitely take me, but you have to enter into an agreement with me. He said, Giriraj Govardhan said that there is a condition that as soon as you lift me, as soon as you take me, you should not place me anywhere. You should not put me down. If you put me down anywhere, I will not move from that place. So Pulasya Muni said, he agreed. He said, yes, definitely. I agree with your proposal, agreement. And Pulasya Muni, he was such a powerful sage, such a mystic yogi. He had so much power. Yeah, and he chanted some mantras and immediately lifted Giriraj Govardhan. Such a big, great mountain he lifted on his right hand and started flying. But unfortunately, this Pulasya Muni developed a nature's call and he could not understand what to do. So that urge was so intense, so powerful, that he forgot everything. He just placed Giriraj Govardhan and went to perform that act. He wrapped his Brahman thread around his ear. He went into a secluded place. He came back. He took a bath. He took Achman, chanted the mantras, and then he was about to lift the Govardhan Parvat, Giriraj Govardhan, but Giriraj Govardhan didn't move an inch. Not able to lift this powerful mystic yogi. He was surprised, what's happening? And then he realized, he remembered, oh, there was an agreement that wherever I put or place Giriraj Govardhan, he will not move. So this was actually the desire of Giriraj Govardhan. When Giriraj Govardhan, they were flying, Giriraj Govardhan understood that my abode, the holy abode of Gokula has arrived and now I should do something. So through the Yog Maya potency, Giriraj Govardhan actually made this urge to develop in Pulasya Muni, and then he had to put Giriraj Govardhan right into Gokula, into Vrindavan, Bhoma Vrindavan. So Pulasya Muni got very angry that Giriraj Govardhan is not moving, and he said that now I curse you, that every single day you will reduce to the size or the length of the mustard seed. So even today, Giriraj Govardhan is reducing in the size of mustard seed. So this is the pastime of Satya Yuga. Giriraj Govardhan was highest. It was tallest. It was taller than the Mount Everest. But now it is reducing in the size because of the curse of Pulasya Muni. Even this was the desire of Giriraj Govardhan. Giriraj Govardhan knew that in the future, in the Dwapar Yuga, Lord Krishna, along with his gopas and gopis, are going to come and perform different pastimes, are going to have Leela on this Govardhan Parvat. So he understood that if I am so big, so tall, it would be very difficult for them to perform their pastimes, the Leelas. So he decided that, okay, I will reduce in size. So millions and millions of years, Satya Yuga is past millions and millions of years. So that by the time of Dwapar Yuga, I'll be of perfect size. So that Lord Krishna, the Gopas and Gopis can climb on me and enjoy nicely. So we see that through the Yog Maya potency, even the curse which Pulasya Muni spoke actually were the words of Giriraj Govardhan. So in this way, Giriraj Govardhan appeared or descended in Vrindavan Dham. So Giriraj Govardhan is not ordinary. It's not ordinary what we see. It is the transcendental divine abode of Lord Shri Krishna. So great Acharya Rupa Goswami explains us in Upadesha Amrit that how Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, the spiritual planet of Lakshmi Narayan is highest, but highest than that is the Mathura Dham, because Lord Krishna personally appeared there, took his birth. And then Rupa Goswami explains that how superior to Mathura is the forest of Vrindavan, because here Krishna along with Gopas and Gopis perform different pastimes and leelas which are very attractive and very purifying. And then Rupa Goswami explains that how the forest of Vrindavan, superior to the forest of Vrindavan, is Sri Giriraj Govardhan. Because Lord Krishna lifted this Giriraj Govardhan on the smallest finger of his left hand and performed this wonderful pastime of protecting his devotees, giving shelter to his devotees. Performing this wonder, loving reciprocation or loving pastimes with his devotees. And then Rupa Goswami explains that the supreme place at Govardhan is Sri Radhakund. So here the glories of Giriraj Govardhan are explained by the Acharyas, who is like Rupa Goswami, that how superior is Giriraj Govardhan. So to our ordinary vision, we might see that this is like a simple mountain like any other mountains. But we require that vision, that divine vision, to see Giriraj Govardhan. In the scriptures it is mentioned that Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. Unless and until we have this anjan or this love, we cannot see the divine form, the supreme personality of Godhead, or the form of Giriraj Govardhan. We cannot know the glories of the holy name, or we cannot see the abode of the supreme Lord Vrindavan, Bhoma Vrindavan. So we require a divine vision to see Giriraj Govardhan. So there are wonderful pastimes which takes place, or how Giriraj Govardhan, he serves, how he is the greatest devotee. We find that on the Govardhan hill, there are wonderful different trees which are full of nectarian fruits. And Giriraj serves Lord Krishna and his devotees, the Gopas and Gopis, with these different fruits. Then there are wonderful different lakes which has nectarian water, wherein Lord Krishna along with Balram, he takes bath, he swims there and he enjoys pastimes in these lakes. Then there are wonderful lakes, caves where one can perform meditation, secluded place where one get peace. Not only that, but there are so many jewels and ornaments on this Govardhan Hill. And there are soft grasses on this Govardhan Hill, which the cows eat. And after eating this soft grass, they give nectar and milk to Lord Krishna. So in this way, Giriraj Govardhan serves in the pastimes of Lord Shri Krishna. We understand from the scriptures that Giriraj Govardhan is not different than Lord Krishna himself. Lord Krishna says that Giriraj is not different than my own body. And in the scriptures it is explained how different parts of Govardhan are, the neck, the tail, the face and the eyes of the body. Like it is said that the Govardhan is in the form of peacock and the Puchiri is the tail. And Mansi Ganga, this place is the neck of Govardhan. And Kusum Sarovar is the face of Giriraj Govardhan. And Radhakund and Shyamkund are the eyes of Giriraj Govardhan. So one time this great saint, the Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, who excavated the Kunda, Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, these Goswamis, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan who excavated the Kundas, Radha Kund and Shyam Kunda, saw that this divine Radha Kund, wherein this auspicious Radha Kund, which is the liquid love of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, the Brajvasis there, they were taking bath, applying soap, washing their clothes, washing their vessels. And when Raghunath Das Goswami saw this, he was very much disturbed. He felt very bad. This such auspicious place, such divine place, where people are washing their clothes, washing their vessels. So he said that we should have a separate well, so that people can wash their clothes there and wash the vessels there. So, some Brajvasis were appointed to excavate to dig a well. And as they were digging a well, they hit a rock. And this rock started bleeding. Profuse blood started coming from this rock. And immediately this was informed to Raghunath Das Goswami. So Raghunath Das Goswami said that, please stop it. Please stop digging any further. That night, Raghunath Das Goswami had a dream. Lord Krishna personally appeared in the dream of Raghunath Das Goswami and said, that rock which was hit yesterday is none different than my tongue. It's my tongue. It's Giriraj's tongue. So tomorrow you should get the tongue out, get that stone out, and you should install it in a temple, and you should worship this. Everybody should worship this. Also, Sanatan Goswami, who every day perform parikrama of this Giriraj Govardhan, he had taken a vow. Every day, early morning, he would get up, and his first duty was to perform the parikrama of Giriraj Govardhan. It's so so vast, so long. If you walk fast, it almost takes 4.5 hours to 5 hours to complete parikrama, one parikrama. But in our yatras, along with Maharaj, sometimes we start early morning at 5 o'clock and then we end at 2 o'clock in the midnight. Because there are so many different spots or the different pastimes around Govardhan. There are so many different kunds, so many temples, and so many different places where Lord Krishna has performed his pastimes or leelas. So, hearing these leelas along with the acharyas or the guru, we can understand the pastimes of Giriraj Govardhan. So, Sanatan Goswami had taken a vow in his life. Also, in his old age, he had grown old, but still he continued performing his vow. And Lord Krishna one time personally came. He told to Sanatan Goswami, please don't stress so much. Why are you? You have grown old now. I can understand. It's okay now. So Sanatan Goswami said, no, I have taken a vow. Till the end of my life, I am going to perform this parikrama. We have seen when we have gone to yatra, like people not only do walking parikrama, but they also do dandvat parikrama. Some people at one spot, they do 108 dandvats and then they go ahead to second 108, second set of 108 dandvats and then go ahead, third set. And in this way, it takes months to finish one parikrama of Giriraj Govardhan, because they know the glories of Giriraj Govardhan, or they have decided to give up their bodies doing this Govardhan Dandot parikrama. And we find some people, they do one dandvat, put a stone where the dandvat ends and do the second dandvat ahead, put a stone, go ahead, and in this way they do dandvat parikrama around Giriraj Govardhan. So Sanatan Goswami said, no, I cannot give up this vow. He was so determined to not give up this vow. So Lord Krishna had appeared in the form of a boy. He personally took one shila from Giriraj Govardhan and he said that, you worship this shila. This has the imprints of Lord Krishna, the calf and his stick. And if you perform just 4 parikramas around this shila, your Govardhan parikrama will be complete. You will get the same benefits as performing Govardhan parikrama. And he somehow other convinced Sanatan Goswami, and Sanatan Goswami agreed to this. Although he didn't wanted to give up his vow, but still he agreed. So this is the importance, even the acharya stress, of performing a Govardhan parikrama. Just by performing Govardhan parikrama, we'll be free from the repeated cycle of birth and death. We'll get the highest love what we are all desiring or we want to achieve in our life. Similarly, there are many such pastimes and leelas. We'll also hear them in the afternoon Sunday feast class. So this is a nice meditation or absorption today. As the purport says, the full absorption in the thought of Krishna is the highest platform of bhakti yoga. So in the afternoon we'll hear from some senior devotees more glories about Giriraj Govardhan. जय श्री श्री गिरिराज गोवर्धन की जय श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ जी भगवान की श्री गोपाल जी भगवान की जय श्री श्री गौर निताय भगवान की श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय